thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
Now, if you're a woman, do you have persistent bloating, stomach pain? Are you finding it difficult to eat? Are you feeling full more quickly? Or are you needing to run to the loo for a wee more often? Well, are you going to go and see your GP about these symptoms? Well, if not, you're not alone, as many women soldier on when in fact these could be symptoms of something serious, namely ovarian cancer. I'm joined now by Jess Champion from the Ovarian Cancer Action to discuss just some of the symptoms and how serious this condition actually can be. Hello, Jess.
Hello there.
Now, tell us a bit more about the symptoms of ovarian cancer.
So the symptoms of ovarian cancer are abdominal pain, so pain in your tummy, feeling very bloated, not being able to eat very much in one sitting and feeling really full very quickly, and peeing a lot. And I know these sound a bit nebulous, so probably all of us have one or two of those symptoms at any one time. But the key is that they come on really suddenly, they're really, really persistent, and they're unusual for you. So if it's not something you normally experience, that might be a red flag.
Yeah, because like you say, some of these symptoms tie in with other conditions that women live with, don't they?
Yeah, they absolutely do. And it's, you know, one of the problems with ovarian cancer is that when women are going to the doctor, it frequently gets misdiagnosed.
So if somebody is worried about this, then what should you ask your GP then? Because that's a bit worrying that people get misdiagnosed.
They do. People do get misdiagnosed. And one of the reasons is that people just don't think ovarian cancer because, you know, thankfully it's quite a rare disease, but when it does hit, it hits quite hard. So one of the first things is to just make your GP aware that you are aware of ovarian cancer. You're worried that it might be this. You can keep a symptoms diary. So if you go to our website at ovarian.org.uk, download a symptoms diary, jot down what you're experiencing, at what type of at what time of day, how unusual it is for you. Take that along to your GP. Ask them to think about ovarian cancer. You can also ask for a CA125 blood test, and that will help your GP rule it out.
Yeah, I noticed that in the research that a lot of women thought that having a smear test was, and that was clear, that made them feel reassured, but that isn't the way that it's detected, is it?
It's not, no. Yeah, unfortunately that's a myth that is very widespread. I used to think that as well. You go for your smear test, everything down there is taken care of. But yeah, no, unfortunately that's not the case. There's no screening for ovarian cancer. You won't get prompted to think about it. So it's really important that you are aware of the symptoms yourself and you're listening to your body and you are bringing up the subject of ovarian cancer if you're worried it might be that.
And how is it detected then? Is it through a blood test?
Yeah, so the first thing they do is a blood test of CA125. It's not definitive. So if you do go, you do have a CA125 and the levels are raised, don't panic. It just gives an indication that something might not be right. And then your doctor will do further investigations. So they might do an ultrasound scan or an abdominal examination.
How is it actually treated then?
It's treated much in the same way as many other cancers. So it's usually surgery first to get rid of most of the tumour that's in there. And then they'll shrink the remaining cells with chemotherapy. Sometimes it's the other way around, but fairly standard.
Is treatment successful then, or does that depend on how early you catch it?
Yeah, it depends on the stages, but you know, one of the key things about ovarian cancer is unfortunately there is a high level of recurrence, so it does quite often come back.
Why do women hold off going to their GP about this then? Because I noticed that from the research that the people tended to put their families before they did.
I think that's one of the reasons, you know, we're so busy now. We're running around, we might have a full-time job, we might have kids, we might have older dependents. You know, there are so many reasons and so many things to do that we just put it off. You know, I'm not surprised by that. As a busy woman myself, I would tend to look after my friends and my family and even my cat before I look after myself. But the point here actually is that, you know, if we're not looking after ourselves, we can't look after other people. So take care of yourself first. If your body is telling you something isn't right, listen to it and go and see your GP.
Another thing from the research was that perhaps it's not viewed as a serious disease. If a woman thought she had breast cancer, she would go to the doctor very quickly. So do we need to bring awareness up about this?
Absolutely. It's crucially an awareness issue. And it's not true. You know, ovarian cancer is the deadliest gynaecological cancer. And sadly, it kills more women than all of the other gynae cancers together. So it's very serious. You know, there are a few reasons why people aren't aware of it. Because there's no screening. Because we're not being prompted to think about it. But yeah, awareness really, really is key. So, you know, think about ovarian cancer, know the symptoms. If you're experiencing them, go to the doctor. If you hear a relative, your mom, your auntie, your sister, your gran, whoever, complaining about these symptoms, put that on their radar as well. And the more we know about it and the more we seek help about it, hopefully we can have a bit of an impact on these survival rates in the long term.
I mean, don't want to be a doom monger here, but it is serious. And a woman dies every 2 hours from ovarian cancer in the UK.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was staggered by that, actually.
It is, sadly, that is true. Like I say, you know, the picture is quite bleak at the moment because it gets diagnosed so late. But if we can get women into their GPs at an earlier stage, get these earlier diagnoses, then the prognosis is really good. So at the moment, you've got, if you get diagnosed, you've got a 46% chance of being here in 5 years. However, if that diagnosis is done at stage one, you've got a 90% chance of being here. So it's not all bad. We just need to make sure it's getting diagnosed a bit earlier.
So what do you want us to do then?
We want you to raise awareness. We want to shout about it. So know the symptoms, women. Remember, it's abdominal pain, bloating, not being able to eat very much, and needing to pee more often. Again, they need to be persistent and unusual for you. So learn the symptoms and know your body. If your body is telling you something is wrong, go and see your GP.
And how do we get more information?
For more information, you can go to our website, which is www.ovarian.org.uk.
Jess Champion, thank you so much. It's been very informative. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Simon.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.